News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Doubling passenger numbers to 178 million and deeming 50% of the fleet a zero emission by 2030. That's the promise Bus Éireann are making today in a bid to be a global leader at the launch of their new five-year sustainability strategy. And Rory Leahy, Chief Safety and Sustainability Officer at Bus Éireann, joins us now. First up, Rory, how are you going to double passenger numbers? Is that just more buses or more frequent buses? How does that work?
Well, I think it's a bit of both, Ciara, and also it includes the school transport scheme, which we operate for the Department of Education. So there's growth plans there for that scheme as well. We're going to be hiring more drivers, nationally, and we're hiring at the moment. We need more buses. And I think to deliver government policy as put forward by the NTA and the Department of Education, we will be increasing our footprint in all of the locations, in all of the regional locations. We operate everything outside of Dublin city services, Ciara.
Okay. You operate everything other than Dublin bus?
Exactly. So principally sort of in our main, in the regional cities, we operate the city services there. And then we operate interurban expressway services, the large red coaches you'd see, school transport as well.
So this sounds good, and this sounds like a good news story in terms of public transport being rolled out. The sustainability aspect of it, though, 50% of the fleet has zero emissions. How does that work? That's all EV. EV surely isn't zero emissions, though.
EV would be zero emissions. So we say zero emissions, it's zero coming out the tailpipe, ultimately electric vehicles. Now, we started that transition already, Ciara. So you may know in Athlone, we run a fully electric town service there in Athlone. We've half the Limerick fleet converted at the moment. And we'll be moving on to other locations, finishing out Limerick this year, moving to Galway, Sligo, Cork, and ultimately, all of the urban locations, the towns and the cities, will be converted to EV. For the longer distance, it's a bit more difficult because you've got larger, heavier vehicles akin to trucks. And the solution there is still emerging. It may be an EV solution, but we're also trialling alternative fuels. We've looked at hydrogen and HVO as well. We're trialling HVO at the moment in Ballina.
Okay. And I suppose lastly, maybe, Rory, one of the things when we talk about public transport here is people on the text line complain bitterly that to go anywhere, outside of Dublin to anywhere else outside of Dublin, you often have to go through Dublin like a spoke. So, you know, it's very difficult to get from Cork to Galway, or it's very difficult to get from Portlaoise to Monaghan or what have you. It does sort of Bus Éireann have any plans to extend the network for kind of connectivity of big urban centres outside the capital, but without having to come to the capital?
Well, I think we're certainly we're a delivery agency. The National Transport Authority are ultimately involved in designing the network, and we work closely with them. You may have heard of Bus Connects in Dublin. Obviously, there's a Bus Connects in the regional cities as well. That's being rolled out, and also an initiative called Connecting Ireland, which aims to join up public transport, ensure there's connectivity, improve interchange and customer facilities in the location. So I think you'll see things getting better. You'll see more options. We're about enabling modal shift as well. So we want people to use more sustainable travel modes. The population is growing, so we need to make sure we're delivering.
But you think you can add another 90 million journeys over the next 6 years?
Over the school transport scheme plus the scheduled service scheme, that's our intention. That's based on a 2019 base, Ciara, so it's not this year, but we've grown in the region of 20% year on year. So it's happening at the moment.
All right. Look, thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is Rory Leahy there, Chief Safety and Sustainability Officer at Bus Éireann.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.